Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the music of an icon and investigating a songwriting mystery of lost love and split historical identity. It's Ghost of Yesterday, Billie Holiday and the Two Irenes, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. pianist Art Tatum performing Some Other Spring in 1956, accompanied by Red Callender on bass and Joe Jones on drums, from the Art Tatum Complete Group Masterpieces on Pablo, the music of that song written by Irene Wilson Kitchings. There are very few mysteries left in the world of modern jazz. We've now heard the lost version of John Coltrane's A Love Supreme with Archie Shepp. We've been given a vivid and striking full-length document of the 1957 Coltrane and Thelonious Monk Quartet. We've had the opportunity to listen to Cecil Taylor and Albert Eiler playing together in the early 1960s. In the age of the internet, bootleg recordings of certain artists' so-called lost periods circulate widely, and jazz scholars all over the world can converse via email and message boards as they attempt to solve historical questions. Some mysteries will probably always remain. For example, it's highly unlikely that we'll ever hear the legendary cylinder that New Orleans trumpet progenitor Buddy Bolden is said to have recorded. The farther back one goes into jazz history, the more one encounters a tangled trail of recordings, crumbled news clippings, oral memoirs, contested memories, and ghosts. Many writers and researchers have worked diligently to document and reconstruct the past of this music that was forged in a cauldron of racism and creativity. The music as it exists on record is more widely available than ever before. A jazz fan today can experience far more of the art than anybody in 1940, 1950, or 1960 could have ever dreamed of doing. But we can never speak to those musicians or hear them in a club. All we can do is read, reflect, and listen to what's left. This is a story of lost love, songwriting, and mistaken identity. It's a mystery of sorts that took a couple of days to solve, and then it turned out that others had solved it several years ago. My interest in the story goes back to May of 1989, when I discovered the music of Billie Holiday for the first time through a cassette of mid-1950s Verve recordings called Lady Sings the Blues. I didn't know jazz then. I liked mostly the underground rock of my generation. I remember sitting on a stone bench by the downtown library in the warm eve of summer sun, listening to the cassette on my Walkman, feeling as if some sort of big and important event was about to happen in my life. The world was on the brink of revolution, and in my own day-to-day existence, I yearned for a dramatic change. I liked the tape so much that a week later I rode my bike 7 miles to one of the few record stores in town that stocked jazz and bought several Billie Holiday LPs. The songs on the tape that struck me the most were Good Morning Heartache, God Bless the Child, and Some Other Spring. I paid little attention to the songwriting credits and didn't know who Teddy Wilson was when I read Michael Brooks's liner notes on one of the LPs stating that Some Other Spring had been written in part by his wife. Years later, as I read books about the life of Billie Holiday and listened to more of her recordings, I learned that the songs I'd been drawn to were signature tunes for Lady Day. Good Morning Heartache was credited to two men, Dan Fisher and Irvin Drake, and a woman named Irene Higginbotham. God Bless the Child was written by Holiday herself and a man named Arthur Herzog Jr. And Some Other Spring was written by Herzog Jr. and a woman known variously as Irene Armstrong, Irene Edie, Irene Wilson, and Irene Kitchings. By now I knew that Teddy Wilson was one of the most influential jazz pianists of the 1930s and that he was on dozens of Billie Holiday's recordings from that era. I knew that Irene Wilson was one of Billie's best friends in the late 1930s, and that Some Other Spring had allegedly grown out of her grief when Teddy Wilson left her for another woman. I had another LP that contained several subsequent songs written by Irene Wilson and Arthur Herzog Jr. I enjoyed them almost as much as Some Other Spring. In his liner notes, Michael Brooks said that the duo's songs, quote, put them squarely in the boutique section of Tin Pan Alley. Instead of Irene Wilson, on the evidence of these songs alone, there is no way that she was a flash in the pan. So what happened? Billie Holiday in 1940, singing Irene Wilson Kitching and Arthur Herzog Jr.'s Ghost of Yesterday on Nightlights.
Ghost of yesterday, stalking round my room all night long, you stayed. Walk around in profound gloom when the darkness falls. Gone to bed. no peace will not cease prowling round till dawn. Ghost of yesterday, every night you're here whispering away. Might have been, oh my dear, foolish heart must pay, ghost of yesterday, ghost of yesterday, every night you're here whispering away. Might have been, oh my dear, foolish heart must pay, ghost of yesterday.
Billie Holiday doing Irene Wilson Kitching and Arthur Herzog Jr.'s Ghost of Yesterday, recorded in 1940 from the Quintessential Billie Holiday, Volume 8. Irene Wilson Kitching, who came from Cleveland, was known as Irene Armstrong and Irene Armstrong Eady when she was a young pianist and bandleader on the late 1920s Chicago jazz scene. Among her sidemen were Big Sid Catlett and Bud Johnson, who recalled her as a brilliant player and arranger, and among her fans was gangster Al Capone. She led an all-female trio of piano, violin, and trumpet called Three Classy Misses. She wrote music for her groups and had a unique gift for harmony. In 1932, she wedded pianist Teddy Wilson, and the musician and jazz scholar Lauren Schoenberg has said that Irene was instrumental in the rapid development of Teddy Wilson's playing. Billie Holiday wrote in her autobiography, Lady Sings the Blues, that Teddy Wilson, quote, was a boy when she met, taught, and married him. But Irene Wilson's career as a performer came to an end not long after her marriage to Wilson. My mother-in-law disliked my playing in public places alone, she said, and Ted's career was more of a concern to me than my own. In 1934, the couple moved to New York City, and soon Teddy Wilson began to record with Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday and Irene Wilson became good friends. Billie called her Reenie and said, I've met a lot of wives, Duke's wife and that one's wife, but you're the first wife I've met that seems real. You're just a top chick. I can dig you because you are a real person. But Teddy Wilson left Irene several years later for a woman who lived across the hall from them. Irene was heartbroken, but in her pain she was persuaded by saxophonist Benny Carter to return to writing music, and soon, her cousin later said, it was just pouring from her heart. Some Other Spring was one of the first results, with lyrics added by a young writer named Arthur Herzog Jr. Billie Holiday said in her autobiography that the music was inspired by the sound of a radiator in a restaurant, and that Benny Goodman rejected the song as too beautiful. Irene Wilson Kitchings told interviewer Linda Cool in 1971 that she played the song for Holiday with a young Carmen McRae singing, and that when it was over, Billie Holiday was in tears. Billie Holiday said, Reenie, I want to make that song. And Irene replied, Lady, you know it's yours. Billie Holiday and Some Other Spring on Nightlights.
To love, now I still cling to faded blossoms, fresh when worn, left crushed and torn, like the love affair I mourn. Some other spring, when twilight falls, will the night spring another to me? Your kind, but let me find it's not true that love is blind. Sun shines around me, but deep in my heart it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will heart wake, stirring to sing love's magic music, then forget the old duet and love with some other spring.
Singing Some Other Spring, written by Irene Wilson Kitching and Arthur Herzog Jr., recorded in 1939 from the Quintessential Billie Holiday Volume 7, a song supposedly inspired by Irene Wilson Kitching's grief over the breakup of her marriage to Teddy Wilson, and actually recorded by Wilson himself as well that same year with his big band. In addition to collaborating with Irene Wilson Kitching's, Arthur Herzog Jr. helped Billie Holiday write two of her most renowned songs. In later years, Herzog was dismissive of Holiday's efforts, claiming that she contributed little to the lyrics or music. Such accounts are not unusual when it comes to musical collaborations. There seems to be little doubt, if any, that the idea of God Bless the Child came from a phrase of Billie's, as well as the gist of the words. She said that the song grew out of a fight that she had with her mother, while Herzog stated that it came from a dinner conversation that they had. Whatever the proper percentage of attribution, it became strongly associated with Billie in the listening public's mind, and she performed it till the end of her life. Billie Holiday and the first ever recording of God Bless the Child on Nightlights.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Crust of bread and such, you can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Thank you. that's got his own, that's got his own. He just don't worry about nothing, 'cause he's got his above you when I'm so completely yours. Cry to hear folks chatter, and I know you cheat, but right and wrong don't matter when you're with me, sweet. Hush now, don't explain, you're my explain.
Billie Holiday doing Don't Explain for Decca in 1944 off the complete Billie Holiday on Decca, a song she co-wrote with Arthur Herzog Jr., which she said was inspired by a lover returning home one night with lipstick on his collar. Before that, God Bless the Child, the 1941 Columbia recording from the quintessential Billie Holiday Volume 9, that song also co-written by Holiday and Herzog. Don't Explain had been recorded for Decca 5 years after the Columbia Some Other Spring date. When I read the liner notes to the 1991 2-CD collection of Billie Holiday's Decca recordings, I made another discovery. The author described Good Morning Heartache and another song, No Good Man, as, quote, stunning marriages of poetry and melody written expressly for Billie by her close friend Irene Higginbotham, the former Mrs. Teddy Wilson, whose song Some Other Spring had been recorded by Billie in 1939. Donald Clark and Stuart Nicholson's thoroughly researched, critically well-received biographies confirmed it. Two of my favorite Billie Holiday songs had apparently been co-written by the same woman. I became fascinated by this songwriting friend of Lady Days, and it was impossible not to think of Good Morning Heartache as a kind of sequel to Some Other Spring, an extension to the grief that Irene Wilson, in 1944, now Higginbotham, had experienced over the departure of her husband Teddy. Billie Holiday and Good Morning Heartache on Nightlights.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. tossed until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down. Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Sit down.
Love
that smell of fire. And in his arms I find I always get that kind. No good man ever since the world began. There've been other fools like me, born to be, and love with a no good man.
Billie Holiday doing No Good Man, recorded in 1946 from the Complete Decca Recordings, a song credited to Irene Higginbotham, Dan Fisher, and Sammy Gallup. We also heard from the same set and session Good Morning Heartache, credited to Higginbotham, Fisher, and a man named Irvin Drake, who also wrote lyrics for Tico Tico and Perdido. According to Drake's website, his contribution to Good Morning Heartache was inspired by a Broadway chorus girl named Edith, who'd broken up with him. 3 decades later, after their respective spouses had passed away, they met again and married. Drake said that Edith never knew until they met again that Good Morning Heartache had been inspired in part by her. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Ghost of Yesterday, Billie Holiday and the Two Irenes on Nightlights. We're exploring the music of Billie Holiday in a songwriting mystery on this edition of Nightlights. Were Irene Wilson Kitchings, co-author of Some Other Spring, and Irene Higginbotham, co-author of Good Morning Heartache, the same person, as various liner notes and biographies asserted, or were they two different people? For jazz historians, songwriting credits can sometimes be just short of meaningless. Managers and other non-musician business people often demanded or connived their way into receiving royalties. Irving Mills, Duke Ellington's manager during the early part of his career, habitually placed his name alongside Duke's when it came to publishing Duke's compositions, ensuring that he benefited financially from Duke's work. Ellington himself was sometimes careless in assigning publication credit to himself for tunes that featured important contributions from members of his band. Also, songwriters and musicians have often drawn, unconsciously or consciously, upon previous songs. The compositional lines are frequently quite blurred. Arthur Herzog Jr. was amused when Billie Holiday came to him with a melody she wanted written down. After she hummed it to him and his friend Danny Mendelsohn, he said, "Yes, Billie, it's a great tune, but it's St. James Infirmary." Holiday asked that they make some slight changes. Herzog added some words, and the song came out under Billie's name alone. Billie Holiday and Tell Me More and More and Then Some on Nightlights.
When you've told that old sweet story and you through start writing again, I've made that old mistake, know the awful ache of a heart that's double crossed. It's hard to be believing. If I miss my guess, happiness is lost. Tell me more and then some. You know how I love that stuff. Whisper on from now till doomsday, but I never will.
Billie Holiday doing Tell Me More and More and Then Some, recorded in 1940 from the quintessential Billie Holiday Volume 8, credited solely to Billie Holiday but based on St. James Infirmary, with contributions from Arthur Herzog Jr. and Danny Mendelsohn. My love for Billie Holiday's music was one of the forces that took me into an ever-deepening passion for jazz, which eventually led to my doing this weekly program. Recently, I decided to do a show about women songwriters that would focus in part on Irene Wilson, Kitchings, Higginbotham, and the music she'd written for Billie Holiday. I knew also of a song she'd written that had been recorded by Nat King Cole in 1941, and then again in the mid-1950s by Carmen McRae, who as a teenager had been Holiday's friend, admirer, and even for a time, maid. Billie had recorded an early McRae song called Dream of Life. In its mood and lyrics, This Will Make You Laugh did not seem too far removed from the world of Some Other Spring, Ghost of Yesterday, and Good Morning Heartache. Carmen McRae in 1955 singing This Will Make You Laugh on Nightlights.
This will make you laugh. I staked my dreams on you. This will make you laugh. They never did come true. A chance on the one romance and vowed it couldn't miss. I should have known to never judge a heart by a kiss. This will make you laugh. I once believed in you. But for all my love, you didn't see. Of all the fools, I break the rule. I love you still, you see. This will make you laugh, but it's not funny to me. This will make you laugh. I once believed in you, but for all my love, you didn't see. I break the rule. I love you still, you see. This will make you laugh, but it's not funny.
Carmen McRae doing This Will Make You Laugh, credited to Irene Higginbotham, recorded in 1955 from the Decca CD Here to Stay. As I began to prepare this program, originally titled She Wrote the Song, it suddenly dawned on me that Irene Wilson, a.k.a. Irene Kitchings, was possibly not the same person as Irene Higginbotham, despite the references to the contrary in the Decca liner notes and the two most recent holiday biographies, and citations elsewhere that identified Irene Higginbotham as Teddy Wilson's ex-wife and the co-author of Some Other Spring. There were other songs from the same era written by Irene Higginbotham or co-written by her, giving possible credence to the notion that she was indeed the same person as Irene Wilson Kitchings. Stylistically, though, they sometimes showed much more of an R&B influence than the music that Wilson Kitchings and Herzog had written for Holiday. One such example was the song Stan Kenton recorded in 1944 with Anita O'Day on vocals, Are You Livin', Old Man, on Nightlights.
Do the best that you can, won't you? Well, that's fine as the wine that you drink when you dine. Do you flip when you trip? 3, 4. Do you romp when you stomp? Pine floor. Do you glide when you slide? More. Well, that's sweet as the meat that you get when you eat. You'll find a cat today must be a hipster. Don't mind if you don't find the word in Webster. Why, he's as square as a bear. Do you rove in the grove? 5, 6. Do you leap when you creep? Do tricks. Do you thump when you jump? Fine kicks. I can see by your spree that you're living low, man.
Stan Kenton's big band in 1944 doing Are You Livin', Old Man, credited to Irene Higginbotham, with Anita O'Day on vocals from the complete Capitol studio recordings of Stan Kenton, 1943 through 1947. In preparing the program, I'd also had a warning bell go off when I noticed that Linda Dahl's Stormy Weather, A History of Women in Jazz, had discussed Irene Armstrong Wilson Kitchings several times without making any reference to the compositions published under the name of Higginbotham. After trying to contact Dahl without success, I made inquiries on two internet jazz discussion boards and received a number of responses, several of them from writers quite knowledgeable in the field of jazz history. Unfortunately, there was disagreement as to what the answer was. There was also confusion over Higginbotham's relationship to jazz trombonist J.C. Higginbotham. After more discussion and allusion to various texts, Jay Maynard, an attorney in Ohio with a strong interest in jazz history, stated, "So now we have it. According to reliable sources on the internet, Irene was, 1, the wife of both Teddy Wilson and J.C. Higginbotham, 2, the sister of J.C. Higginbotham, 3, the niece of J.C. Higginbotham, 4, Kitchings before she married Wilson, 5, Kitchings after she married Wilson." Jazz historian, producer, and Bessie Smith biographer Chris Albertson provided the biggest clue. He had actually known Irene Higginbotham in the 1960s. She was holding down a government office job at the time and had given him a tape of her songs. He said she was always trying to come up with another Good Morning Heartache. He confirmed that she was J.C. Higginbotham's niece. With a taping deadline approaching and several expert and interested people assisting in the search for an answer, I continued to prepare the show and listen to the music of, was it one Irene or two? Billie Holiday doing Irene Wilson Kitchings and Arthur Herzog Jr.'s What Is This Going to Get Us on Nightlights.
What is this going to get us? Where are we heading in? When do we start to live, dear? When do we really begin? What is this going to get us? Hanging around till fall, saying goodnight at daybreak, kissing goodbye in the doorway. We can't go on the way we've gone. I'm at the end of my road. I can't live on love I've so much of. Get us only an aching heart. When is this going to get us together, never to part?
Holiday in 1940, singing Irene Wilson Kitchings and Arthur Herzog Jr.'s What Is This Going to Get Us from the Quintessential Billie Holiday, Volume 8. In my quest to determine whether or not Irene W.K., as I was now calling her in my notes, and Irene H. were the same person or not, I had emailed Donald Clark, author of my favorite Billie Holiday biography, Wishing on the Moon. Clark's book had drawn upon interviews done by Linda Cool, a woman who interviewed nearly 150 of Holiday's associates and friends in the early 1970s for a projected biography of Lady Day. Kuhl committed suicide before she was able to write the book. When Clark took on the project, he gained some access to Kuhl's research, which was now held by a private collector. According to his book, Irene Wilson had become ill and moved back to Cleveland in the mid-1940s, where she married an Ohio State Youth Commissioner named Eldon Kitchings. She had seen Billie Holiday for the last time in the late 1950s, after Billie's book Lady Sings the Blues had come out, when Billie was passing through Cleveland. Her eyesight was failing when Kuhl interviewed her in 1971. She was still with Kitchings and would pass away several years later. But Clark's book identified the Irene of Good Morning Heartache with the earlier Irene of Some Other Spring. Still, as Jay Maynard pointed out, how could Irene Wilson have been Irene Higginbotham in New York when Chris Albertson knew her in the 1960s if she were Irene Kitchings in Ohio at the same time? In addition, Chris Albertson said that while Irene Higginbotham regularly brought up her involvement in Good Morning Heartache to him, she never mentioned any of the other songs which are now frequently semi-attributed to her and were recorded by Billie Holiday. They were two different people. Donald Clark wrote back to confirm that he had made a mistake in his discussion of the mid-1940s Decca recordings. In addition, Linda Dahl's 2002 online essay, Jazz Hers, identified them distinctly as two different people and said that Irene Higginbotham had been a concert pianist. It's hard to say where and how the confusion began, beyond the fact that both women were named Irene and wrote signature heartbreak songs for Billie Holiday. They were each women songwriters in a time when the jazz world discriminated fiercely against women, and only in the past two decades has jazz history become sensitive to the troubled issue of women in jazz. Irene Wilson gave up her own successful career for her husband's and then had to face the heartbreak of his departure. In the wake of that loss, she produced a handful of exquisitely poignant and well-crafted songs, one of which, Some Other Spring, has become a jazz staple of sorts, and a song that Billie Holiday loved so much that she used it for the title of the opening chapter in her autobiography, Lady Sings the Blues. We'll close with one last Irene Wilson Kitchings song, again co-written with Arthur Herzog Jr., and one that modern-day pianist and singer Diana Krall used for her CD, The Girl in the Other Room. Billie Holiday in 1940, singing I'm Pulling Through on Nightlights.
I'm pulling through, and it's because of you. When I was stranded, came your helping hand. Lonely, hurt, I had not known which way to turn. Till you said that's bad, not tears, just laugh and learn. I'm pulling through, and it's because of you. You made me see how lovely life could be. Lifted up my heart and made me count the cost to find I'd gained, not lost. When I thought that hope was really gone, you showed me I was wrong, and you taught me how to carry on. And it's because of you. I'd do the same for you if your turn came. Hope it never will, for I've been through the mill. I won't forget this debt I'm pulling through. When I thought that hope was really gone, thinks of you. I'd do the same for you if your turn came. Hope it never will, for I've been through the mill. I won't forget this debt I'm pulling through.
Billie Holiday in 1940, singing Irene Kitching's and Arthur Herzog Jr.'s I'm Pulling Through from the Quintessential Billie Holiday, Volume 8. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Chris Albertson, Jay Maynard, Donald Clark, Chuck Nessa, and Brenda McNellan. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.